Reshit Aleph, Dalet Revolve, and Reshit Beis. To say that this is important, it's an understatement. Gross understatement. Ikar v'tafel. Ikar v'tafel. This is the Ikar, boys. This is the Ikar. This is the Ikar. Meister Shoei Kachoya. Chaim Baum. Never really gets a chance to go out with his wife for supper. Finally, he decided to... He got a chance. Went out to a restaurant, and they weren't in the mood of washing, so they ordered a big, huge salad. And there was bread croutons inside of the salad. Now what do you do? So he calls up his Rav, and he asks his Rav, what do I do about the bread croutons inside of the salad? Do I have to make a moitzi on them? Do I make it a salad? They're tough, are they ikar? Not so simple. Anybody learn to your base? Take out the bread croutons. Take out the bread croutons. And 2 minutes later, he gets another phone call from the Rav. The Rav gets another phone call. Okay, I took out all the bread croutons, but I realized that they put in, instead of salad, they put in also, hey, there's pomegranate seeds, and there's sliced olives, and there's a little bit of dates sliced up also, instead of craisins, because it's an OU establishment run by Eretz Yisrael OU, and therefore there's no craisins, so they only have dates, they only have sliced up dates. What bracha do I make on the salad? I make a eighth on the salad, or make a dom on the salad? So he says, no problem. It's Mishnah Brura. What do you do in such a case? Best is machlekes achrein between the chayad and derech chayim, whether or not when you have a salad and everything is nikkur, you say ikkur and tuffel or not. The chayad says you could make it two brachas. Mishnah Brura says, tzavik brach lahakal. Derech chayim says, not the way. Best thing to do is go bus arrive. So he says, no problem. Count it up, see what's arrived, and that's it. 23 minutes later, he gets a phone call. The Rav gets a phone call again. I counted it up, Rav. There's 71 pieces of Hadama and 71 pieces of Eitz. What do I do now? So he says, it's talking not so simple. Take it all the Eitz. Okay. You just eat it by itself. And I have the Hadama. Kitzer, he's left with the salad. So he wants to eat the salad. The salad's very plain. So he wants to have a little bit of salad dressing on the salad. Now, what salad dressing do you take? Just seven different types of salad dressing that's lined up. So he wants to taste a little bit of the salad dressing beforehand. The question is, what bracha? Do you make a bracha on the salad dressing before you put the salad dressing into the salad? Or it's a tuffle? The whole thing is a tuffle. Now, Bachlali doesn't even know what he should do. He has, on the table, the only drink that they have in the restaurant is wine. The breadsticks, spelt breadsticks that they have because he wasn't washing. They have this, all the bread, the croutons are on the side. He's not eating them. He has, the eighth is all on the side. Three different types. Why does it show you? It started off this way, I think. What should he do? Help out. Help out Chaim Baum. What should he do? So the story is like this. We have two different halachas over here. We'll try to be beside them. This birchas kadimo and this birchas ikar v'tafel. We'll start with ikar v'tafel. What's the story when you have a salad? What's ikar and what's tafel? The halacha is always you go basar. Whatever is the ikar, when you have one food item together, a tavshu, let's say it was all baked and cooked together, then certainly go basar what the ikar is. Generally, the ikar is what the rive is. If you have chamesh mina dagon, that becomes the ikar, even if it's not the rive. Unless you specifically like the other thing, and that your intention is for the other thing. Then you make the bracha, whatever your intention is for. That is the ikar. Whatever the ikar is, that's what the bracha. Chazal only gave one bracha to every food. Let's say you have a salad. So now, is that considered one food or two foods? It's a lot of different things mixed together. That's the machlokes achrayim. The Maaseh Mishnah Brura says, "Safek brachas lahakol," and you only make one bracha. He says, if you want, you can add it in a shalas. Mash everything together. You can't really do that with a vegetable salad. Mash everything together, and then mamish is not nicker and mechula, and then you can make for sure only one bracha, whatever. But that's not a regular salad. You can't do that. So Mamela, what do? You go bus or rive. If there's nothing that take over here, you go bus or rive. Now you don't have a rive, so in a chram, you're taka stuck. Some people say maybe you can taka to make two brachas. Take it out. Take it out, separate it, eat it separately. Now, what bracha do you make first? Oh, that's the general klalim of ikar v'tafel. However, the tafel, it's not that it doesn't need a bracha, it's that it's pater with the bracha of the ikar. The biggest right, nichlal, kama v'kama pam in the Mishnah Brura. The Mishnah Brura says that it's dafka, if you have das at the time that you make a bracha on the ikar, that you're going to have the tafel as well. Or your derech is, one pam, he says, rave pamim. That you do that generally if you have macaroni, you know that you have ketchup also. Even if you put the ketchup on, if you always have ketchup, that's also fine. Even if you have the ketchup on, you're not making a new bracha. But if you never have ketchup, and now you needed some damage control. So you put on some ketchup, then you'd have to make a shackle on the ketchup afterwards, because that's not included in your bracha on the ikr. Our biggest raya is the fact that you eat the tuffel before you take it. What's the halacha? Does it need a bracha or not? Says the mechaber, says Rama, absolutely needs a bracha. Why? Oh, it's a tuffel. There it is. Because every tuffel needs a bracha. It's just part of a bracha the ikr. If you're not eating the ikr, then you need to make a bracha on the tuffel. What bracha do you make on the tuffel when you eat it before the ikr? That's a shayla. The Rama says, use matemes. Oh, very good. But we know that the Rama says, the Mishabur says, that by every matemes, since it's always a shayla, if you're going to swallow it, you should have a mechaber to be unen. Use mechaber to be unen. So he wants to make a shackle. He wants to make a shackle. Baruch Shem, he was here yesterday. He wants to make a shackle. So shackle, he makes a shackle. The question is, what bracha do you make on a tuffel? So in this case, there's not really any question. The tuffel is a shackle regardless. So there's no other question. But if your tuffel wouldn't be a shackle, tuffel would be something else, does it get the regular bracha or not? The Rama says, no, it always gets a shackle. Since it's a tuffel be'etim, also when it's a bracha, you have to make some bracha, but it doesn't have its chashivas of bracha, it's be'etim, it's a tuffel. Now, the Magen Avraham says that's only that it gets a shackle if the ikr is a shackle. And even if the tuffel is not a shackle, it's an eighth, you still have to make a shackle in it because it gets the bracha of the ikr. Let's say the bracha of the ikr is the ha'eit, and the bracha of the tuffel is the hadama. Says the Magen Avraham, then it gets its own bracha, you make a hadama. You don't make a shackle. It's only when the bracha of the ikr is a shackle, then you can make a shackle on that. L'maisa Mishabura says, it's best, since it's a tuffik, it's best not to eat a tuffel before you eat the ikr. Because you're getting yourself into issues. Unless they're both a shackle, then it's fine. You make a shackle and you're okay. In this case, Mamela, now this guy has, that's with regard to Ikar Tafel. Now with regard to Kadima, Dini Kadima, what's the halachas with regard to Dini Kadima? So that if he's washing, so then Hamaiti's first, even if you make it a Kusman Shifu, it doesn't make it as what you make it out of, then Hamaiti is, and Chamesh Min Hadagon, that comes first. He's not washing. He came to the restaurant, he's not interested in washing. So croutons are out, he's not washing on them. Can bread ever become a tuffel? Bechal, that's why there was our original Shaila. It's not clear in the Mishabur that it ever become a tuffel. Unless by a nigrain, maybe something which is clearly, you're not being nana from it. Meliach and pas, it's Mishnah that it becomes tuffel for sure. But in a case where it's mixed up together and it's part of your taruvis and you're eating it also, even though it's only crouton, but lamaisa, it's hard to say it's a tuffel. It's hard to say it's a tuffel because it's so chashiv. Therefore, it's not so simple to ever have pas, as Mishabur says. Not so simple. Don't when you want to wash down your whiskey, don't have it with bread. Yeah, have a cracker instead. With regard to Dini Kedima, what brachas do you make first? So the halacha is bread comes first. After that, we have Magaish. Mezoines, Hagofen, Ha'et, Hadama, Mezoines, Maga, Mezoines, Hagofen, Ha'et, Hadama, Shehakol. That's the order. Now, what works also, even in the Ha'et, though you have to work with any mezoines, first of all, it's machlekes achrenim. What we pass with mezoines, it's mezoines of something which is not considered an ikr, it's not a, let's say, mezoines of something which comes after zeisim. For example, it's a mezoines of chita, which comes, we go in the order of shivas aminim. So mamela, the mezoines of seirin comes after the zeisim over here. What we do in such a case? So it is machlekes achrenim. The Maisa Levush says that mezoines always comes first, and I think that's the minhag olam. Mezoines always comes first. Doesn't make a difference what it is. Once you make the mezoines is more chashuv bracha. That's what always comes first. Mamela, you make a bracha on the mezoines. Afterwards, you make a bracha mezoines. The order of mezoines is chitin first, and then seirin, and then Shibala Shul v'Shifayin. Kusman is also Lachero. Comes before then because it's Chita. Mishabur doesn't mention that for some reason. That would be the order of the Mezainis, which one gets the, which is Kadim, which gets Kadima for the Bracha. And then with regard to Eitz, it's whatever, with regard to the rest of the things in the Pasuk, Be'etzem, Shivas Aminim comes before not Shivas Aminim. In Shivas Aminim, then whatever's closer to Aretz. And therefore, it's shayach that it could be further along in the pasuk, but it's closer to Aretz, and therefore it's going to get the bracha. Therefore, our case, we have dates, and we have pomegranate seeds, and we have olives. What bracha do you make on first? It's the one that's closest to the Aretz. Eretz, Zeis, Shem, and Vidvash. Zeis is the first one after the Aretz. It's Betim, the first fruit that you're going to make out of fruits. Once we don't have Chmish Minidagan, the first fruit that you're going to make on is Zeis, and then you're going to make on Tamar, and then you make on Anovim afterwards. But in this case, for Mele El Chora, if you're going to have to make on one thing, then you make on the whatever is Kadim in the Pasuk. If the other thing is more Chavim, the Maisa that's Machlekes between the Rosh and the Rambam, we pass in Bnei Ashkenaz as the Mishabura pass like the Rosh. That we go Baser, we don't go Baser Chavim, we go Baser Shivas Aminim. If you have Ha'et and Hadama Be'etzem, if they're both the same Chavivas, you should make on the Eitz. However, if the Hadama is more Chavim than the Eitz, then you make a Hadama first, even if the Eitz has been Shivam. even if the eitz has been shiva, because since ein birchas in Shabbos, you can make it the Hadamah first. That's only with the eitz and Hadamah, it's not with anything else. And then the last thing comes with charcoal. Says the Mishabur, he ends off and he says, all food items come before any smelling items, and therefore certainly before besamim, you make on any food.